Old Orrin Davy entered the smoky room with his face in his hands and his thin shoulders hunched. Across the way, sitting at the wall between a pair of large crates, the teenage girl watched his every movement. Her eyes weary, her every muscle ready to propel her away if he moved threateningly toward her. But he didn't. He never did. And gradually, as he moved to the side of the doorway and sat down on another large box, Sadie relaxed. She scolded herself for her paranoia. Orrin had made no moves against her in the weeks of her indenture to him.